Dudes, we got brand new El Rey Du Corona cigars. The Nouveau Curé torpedoes are aged 5+ years, but they're only available for a limited time. And boy, howdy, is this a great smoke. Don't forget the Coronas, King Coronas, Lanceros in natural and Maduro wrappers. Your handmade cigar home is shop.mikechurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Thursday, January 19th, 2023. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Channel News Desk, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by Cookin' with the King Do Meat Rubs. Try a bag of Beast and Butt Rub for pork and Acadiana Steak Rub and Seasoning. A taste of Louisiana for American beef. Our rubs feature competition quality with home-cooked convenience and are created by Mike Church. Available at mikechurch.com/rubs. Here's what to listen for this hour. EU lawmakers want Iran's Guards branded terrorist group. A bill proposed in the Connecticut state legislature would, if passed, give children 12 years and older the right to get vaccines without parental consent. Why GOP Representative George Santos is a flight risk, according to a Democratic competitor. And Sister Andre, the world's oldest person, dies at the age of 118. EU lawmakers want Iran's guards branded a terrorist group. Our political affairs correspondent, Magdalene Rose, reports.
The European Parliament called on Wednesday for the EU to list Iran's Revolutionary Guards as a terrorist organization, blaming the powerful force for the repression of protesters and the supply of drones to Russia. Ties between the European Union member states and Tehran have deteriorated in recent months as efforts to revive nuclear talks have stalled. Tehran has detained several European nationals, and the bloc has become increasingly critical of a continuing violent crackdown on protests, including executions. The continued understanding by Western countries that Iran is an international threat is not only good for the United States, it's good for global security. For the Crusade Channel, I'm political affairs correspondent Magdalene Rose.
A bill proposed in the Connecticut state legislature, if passed, would give children 12 years and older the right to get vaccines without parental consent. Democratic State Representative Kevin Ryan, who represents the state's 139th district, introduced the measure, Bill Number 5480, which is described as an act allowing children 12 years of age and older to receive a vaccination without the consent of a parent or guardian. The measure, which has been referred by the State House to the Joint Committee on Public Health, was proposed for the state's 2023 legislative session and does not rule out other vaccines aside from those for COVID-19. A Nassau County Democrat who vied for the congressional seat, now held by disgraced GOP Representative George Santos, called the lying lawmaker a flight risk and demanded officials revoke the Republican's passport. 28-year-old county legislator Joshua Lavazan called Santos, without exaggeration, the biggest fraud in modern American politics during a news conference at LaGuardia on Wednesday morning. Lavazan reminded reporters that the 34-year-old Santos was under investigation at the local, state, federal, and international levels for a myriad of alleged offenses, including campaign finance violations and conspiracy to defraud the United States. Lavazan, who came in third in the Democratic primary for New York's 3rd District seat last year, went so far as to say Santos might not even be an American citizen, giving his jaw-dropping track record of lies. Santos admitted to the Post last month he had lied about his education, professional experience, and religion on the campaign trail and appeared to have fabricated the sources of his campaign funding and expenditures. Allegations include conning a disabled homeless veteran out of thousands of dollars donated to save the man's dying service dog. And he's also reportedly being probed in Brazil in connection with allegations he used stolen checks to purchase clothes more than a decade ago. The alleged account adds to Santos's growing list of shady behavior, from a largely forged resume to fabricated Jewish heritage, which has entangled the freshman congressman since he was elected to represent parts of Long Island and Queens. The Constitution prohibits Congress members from being arrested while traveling to the House or while on the floor of Congress, except for treason, felony, or breach of the peace. Any one of those allegations is enough to put someone behind bars, but when taken together, we are looking at a serious indictment, and George Santos is facing serious jail time here in the United States, said LaFazan. Our quote of the day, the more a man uses moderation in his life, the more he is at peace, for he is not full of cares for many things. St. Anthony the Great. And our saint of the day, slain by rebels in 1086, he was the first Danish king to be canonized. St. Canute. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
All right, 'tis the season and all that jazz. Give the gift that really means something to someone, the gift of the Crusade Channel. Give a gift membership today. Go to crusadechannel.com/gift and name your price. A one-year gift membership is worth $164.45. You can name your price and really be the apple of someone's Christmas eye. They might even kiss you under the mistletoe.
Our saint of the day is Saint Canute the Fourth, later known as Canute the Holy or Saint Canute, who was the king of Denmark from 1080 until 1086. Canute was an ambitious king who sought to strengthen the Danish monarchy, devotedly supported the Roman Catholic Church, and had designs on the English throne. Slain by rebels in 1086, he was the first Danish king to be canonized. He was recognized by the Roman Catholic Church as patron saint of Denmark in 1101. A French nun who was the world's oldest living person died in her sleep on Tuesday, January 17th. She was also the world's oldest person to survive COVID-19. Lucille Randon lived at the Sainte Catherine Labor Nursing Home in the town of Toulon. Randon was less than a month away from celebrating her 119th birthday, multiple outlets reported. She was born on February 11th, 1904. She worked as a teacher, governess, and childcare provider before becoming a Catholic nun in 1944. Her longevity has been attributed to a glass of red wine each night. Send me your tips to janet@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. You're listening to Crusade Channel News. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.